Rod's Pulse Podcast number 43, Blackboard Support, Top 6 Reasons to Podcast, and PodSafe Mamas and Papas.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
That's a little nostalgia for you. That's California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas. And believe it or not, that was recorded about almost exactly 40 years ago at the Monterey International Pop Festival. And that's considered to be the, precursor to the Woodstock concert. And that festival, so-called, launched the world into the Summer of Love. And it helped to boost the careers of Jimi Hendrix, The Who, Janis Joplin, Ravi Shankar, The Byrds, Jefferson Airplane, The Grateful Dead, and of course, The Mamas and the Papas. I was just graduating from high school, so I guess I've dated myself, but I think maybe a lot of you out there where that might bring back some fond memories. So that's a little teaser. Stay tuned at the end of this podcast for the full song California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas. Incidentally, that's another example of music that we can get from the PodSafe Music Network. Again, the tape or the source of that live concert was owned by a company, and they gave the rights they had the right to be able to put it up on the PodSafe Music Network, and podcasters can use it for free without paying any royalties or funds to the record company. So I hope you enjoy it. Okay, today I'm going to try something a little different. I'm recording this live, so to speak, with Cast Blaster. I hope to do a little post-editing. That might mean you're going to have to put up with a few more ums and ahs. But let's see how it goes. I discovered two very interesting podcasts I'd like to share with you today. The first one is the Blackboard Faculty Support Group. It's a podcast and blog by Bill Vilberg, who's Associate Director of Instructional Advancement at the University of Miami. I'm going to play a brief clip from one of his podcasts. He's kindly given me permission to do that and to promote his podcast. He's going to be interviewing Carolyn Thomas, a Blackboard Academic Program Manager at UT Austin. And they talk about a number of things, but the part of the clip that I'll play mentions how she's planning to use Second Life and learning about the possibilities of using Second Life in education. Bill's podcast is usually concerned with interviewing folks that support Blackboard on different campuses, so he may interview different people such as, Kevin Kelly, San Francisco State University. Interviewed Nick Laudato from University of Pittsburgh, and Gary Friesen, Taylor University, Upland, Indiana. And occasionally he'll interview somebody from Blackboard directly. He interviewed I think the most recent one was Jan Poston Day from Blackboard Incorporated. So without further ado, let me just play a little clip from one of his podcasts so you can get a flavor for what it's like.
Well, Welcome to the Blackboard Faculty Support Group podcast number 20. I'm Bill Vilberg. This week we will be speaking with Carolyn Thomas, Blackboard Academic Program Manager at the University of Texas at Austin. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Bill.
So to begin, can you tell us how large UT Austin is, what its experience is with course management systems, and what's your specific responsibility there? You mentioned that you've got three people going to the Blackboard World. Are you doing any presentations there?
Well, I presented with you last year, Bill, and that was great. And this year, two of us are presenting on using Second Life for building learning communities and user group communities. So we are just in the process of learning how to do this. The Second Life is brand new. It provides the opportunity for people, you know, around the state or around the world even, to interact and learn from each other. So it's a way of doing these user groups without actually being able to, without having to travel and having it more regular scheduled.
Now that's just a little teaser. I cut that up quite a bit, so I encourage you to go to my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com, and you can see the link there to the Blackboard Faculty Support Group. Now, they mentioned the upcoming Blackboard World 07 conference in Boston this July. I will be attending, and Bill's giving a presentation, and he's invited me to contribute to his presentation on sharing our knowledge, the Blackboard Faculty Support podcast series. So I'll have more on that, and perhaps I'll be doing some interviewing at the Blackboard World conference coming up in July. Now, the second podcast that I've discovered, and I think you'll find very useful, is a podcast by Jeffrey Frey. It's a blog and a podcast with a focus on podcasting technology questions, and especially in education. Jeff Frey is the Web Services Manager for Enterprise Applications in the Information Technology Department at Rice University, and they provide technology solutions for faculty, staff, and students. So he's got quite a bit of experience with podcasting, and if you go to his blog, you'll see a number of links there. He talks about some interesting topics, which I'm anxious to explore. He talks about transcribing podcasts for folks who with disabilities so they can read the content of podcasts. But the one that I wanted to, that drew my attention was a podcast that he created recently called The Top 6 Reasons to Podcast at a University. So rather than explain that directly to you, I will let him explain it to you. And again, I've just really clipped out some of the key points, and I encourage you to go to my show notes and click on the link and listen to his full podcast. So let's let him describe the top 6 reasons to podcast at a university.
Good day to you all. My name is Jeff Fry, and I'm the Web Services Manager for Enterprise Applications at Rice University in Houston, Texas. The top 6 reasons to podcast at a university are as follows. The first reason to podcast at a university is recruitment and enrollment. Secondly, and you'll have to judge whether this is as important for you, but here in the U.S., universities are very conscious about raising money. Alumni are actually some of our biggest donors. So from a marketing perspective, it is obvious that a targeted podcast is a good way to reach them. The next reason to podcast is the students. Indeed, my research shows that students have a lot of great ideas for podcasting. For example, a medical imaging news podcast by a team of students. Some research, some write, some talk, some produce, and all students learn by participating. The fourth reason of our 6 reason talk here is staff. Why are most universities in the U.S. podcasting to staff? Staff development is the answer. What's the main benefit that U.S. universities have seen while podcasting to staff? Increased morale. Podcasting to faculty is number 5 on my list and a great communication tool. Faculty can subscribe to the podcast so that when something changes, a policy, a building closure, etc., they will be notified immediately. Finally, though maybe most importantly, podcast your courses.
Now, Jeff gives some very interesting ideas. He certainly piqued my curiosity and brought up a number of things that we might try here at Jefferson. Certainly, we podcast our courses, at least in the medical school right now. As you may recall, we use Appresso Classroom to capture all the lectures for the first and second year medical students here. And we've recently purchased the Learning Objects Campus Pack, which allows faculty to upload podcasts and other learning extensions such as blogs and wikis to their course content. So we're just really getting started in this, but I'd like to hear about your experience. If you have something you'd like to share here at Jefferson or certainly elsewhere, please leave a comment on my comment line.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
And, you know, tell me what you're doing and give us some examples of how you might use podcasting in your courses. The idea about using it for the general public and for alumni to give them a feel of what's going on campus certainly would be an interesting way to go and try to raise some more funds from our alumni. I think before we do that, we're going to have to experiment with doing more podcasting directly to our faculty and even our staff, as Jeff mentioned. So some food for thought. Please get back to me with your feedback on that. I'd love to hear about it. And that about does it for this week. I'm going to be playing shortly the California Dreaming song, and stay tuned for the end for my contact information. And until next time, have a great week.
We'd like to sing a song that was based upon this very great land in which we are now sitting and squatting upon. Yeah. We're going to have this every year, you know. You all can stay if you want. I think I might.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.